This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Of course, you know what it's time for. Week 12 NFL picks. Love doing this every single week. My favorite picks for the week in the NFL, and it's a big one across the league. A lot of big matchups, obviously spread out with the Thanksgiving games, Black Friday, and the Sunday and Monday games, and a big one with the Eagles, with the Buffalo Bills coming in. Hopefully not a trap game. I'm staying away from the Eagles this week in terms of the betting market and the line. It was 3.5 at open, went to 3 midweek. I'm staying away from this game. It's hard to bet against the Eagles. I also think this is a trap kind of game with Buffalo needing it. Eagles on a short week, Niners next week, so I'm staying away. And this week the theme is very, very simple for my picks. It is the 1.5s. Every spread I'm on this week, 5 games, all with 1.5-point spreads. I like the dogs in 2 of the games. I like the favorites in 3 of the games. Let's go with some 1.5 numbers here. Game number 1, I mean, if you've been following this podcast during the NFL season and following my picks during the NFL season, you know where I always go. I have spent so much time picking the Pittsburgh Steelers and betting on them. And it's actually worked out quite a few times. I mean, they get ragged on for their offense, but their head is above water, and they look like a team that very well could make the NFL playoffs this year with Mike Tomlin on the sidelines. We know the offense has been terrible. They fire Matt Canada this week. I actually think this is a very good time for the Steelers and to bank on them this week. So a couple things stand out. One, I think they'll get a boost with a new offensive coordinator. Two, I think we're buying them at a very good price right now. Because, and Tomlin said this after the game on Sunday, a lot of defense, a lot of teams, their offense will look like garbage playing against this Browns defense. The Browns defense, by a lot of metrics, has been the best defense in the NFL this year. So you factor that in. Yeah, I mean, obviously Canada stinks, and you have Kenny Pickett struggling out there. It's a road game, windy. I mean, is anyone really surprised that last week was a tough week for a struggling offense? I'm not. I mean, I'm not surprised that Pickett struggled. Here's what is real about the Steelers in a good way. Jalen Warren and the way he's running this season is, I mean, he's running like a top 5 back in the league. I mean, he really has done a good job. I like them this week against the Cincinnati Bengals. Their defense has been pretty awful. It's getting worse as season goes on. It's the underrated part of the Bengals and why I didn't put them last week as one of my Super Bowl, my Super 7, and that's before the Burrow injury, because I don't think their defense is any good. I think this is it's the perfect storm. Steelers against a backup quarterback in Browning. New offensive coordinator, a boost from going to play a bad defense after playing a good defense. I'm going to bring up the DVOA rankings right here for defense right now in the NFL. You'll be surprised at how far down the Cincinnati Bengals are. So defensive DVOA this year, a number one by a mile right now in defensive DVOA on the season are the Cleveland Browns. They're the best, and it's by, you know, a pretty standard deviation over Baltimore, who's number 2. Dallas 3, KC 4, Jets 5. Okay, so that none of that's really surprising. All good defenses. You have to go all the way down to 22 to find the Cincinnati Bengals. It's not a good defense right now. Meanwhile, Pittsburgh's defense, they get to go up against a backup quarterback again. They are ranked number 7. Give me the Steelers, minus the 1.5 Sunday in Cincinnati. Game number 2, really, really looking forward to this one. This is one I might go full screen. I might do it for Sunday Ticket on Sunday. You know, I've been watching the games. I have the quad box up on my YouTube app on the Roku. I'll usually put the NFL Red Zone on my iPad in front of me so I can watch, you know, everything going on, but then hone in on 4 of the games and move the volume around. I might go full screen on this one, guys. I might do it. I can't wait for the Texans and the Jaguars, and I love this bet. I'm going with the Texans plus the 1.5. I bet the Texans a couple weeks ago to win this division at plus 230. They're coming off a win over Arizona. Hard fought, but a win. Jacksonville's coming off a nice day. They're probably their nicest day of the season, or one of, you know, their 2 or 3 best games of the season when they beat up a hapless Titans team right now. But I think we're getting a good number on the Texans, getting points here at home. I think we're getting the better quarterback in the game with the Houston Texans. I think we're getting the better defense in the game. Defense actually pretty close, but we're getting the better offense overall, clearly, with the Houston Texans at home. They've had their number in recent years. They beat them in Jacksonville earlier this season. I think this is a big spot for the Texans to win this game outright. I will take the 1.5 in the game. And you just think about these two teams, and I really think, you know, the passing game is just more effective and it is more trustworthy when it comes to C.J. Stroud. I think Stroud's a better player than Lawrence. I've been more impressed with Stroud, you know, 4 or 5 times in his rookie year than I really ever have been in the NFL with Trevor Lawrence. Give me the Texans at home. I think their pass rush is starting to rev up. Will Anderson is starting to rev up here. And you think about the total DVOA on the season. Jaguars are ranked at the 9th team, Texans 12th team. It's pretty close. I mean, we're talking about two teams that are fringe top 10 teams, separated by one game, right? And but so far this year when they played, it was all Texas. They were better on special teams. They were the better team. Offensive DVOA, Houston is 9th, and Jacksonville is 16th. That's a pretty big gap to me. I mean, I think you're getting the better offense here. Now, look, Jacksonville's got a good special teams unit, and they've done a relatively good job on that side of the football this year. But the one team that beat them special teams-wise head-to-head, that was Houston in that game at Jacksonville. I really like where we're going with this Texas team. I think they're going to win this division. They need this win to do that. Give me the Texans, game number 2, plus the 1.5. All right, game number 3, we're going to one that actually, in a weird way, has some playoff implications. I'm going to pull up the NFL standings right now because if you look at what's going on in the NFC, I believe there is a real chance for some chaos. And I think with the 7th seed now in each conference, every year it's going to be worth a bet. Last year was almost the Lions. 2 years ago it was the Eagles. This year it might be, and I took it last week at plus 520, it might be the Broncos in the AFC. I think every year, because of the 7th seed and because that's generally going to go to an 8 or 9 win team. I mean, some years it might go to 10, but it might go to a 9 win team in most years. That's probably going to be like 8.7 might be like the average win total after 10 years of the number 7 seed. So teams that get off to a bad start, 1-3, 1-4, they got a long runway. I mean, you got a lot of season to go. I mean, you go 7-3 the rest of the way, which isn't like crazy, and you're in the playoffs. So I think we could see that in the NFC this year, and there's a couple candidates. Obviously, the Green Bay Packers, a candidate. You know, the Los Angeles Rams, another candidate. You know, you go down, I mean, the Panthers are buried, Cardinals are buried, Bears are buried, Giants buried, Commanders pretty much buried, Bucks, Falcons, but then it's the Rams and Packers. So if you look at it, there's really 5 spots in the NFC playoffs that are accounted for. You have the 4 best teams, Eagles, Lions, Niners, Cowboys, accounted for. They're all being the playoffs. And you have the NFC South. Someone's going to go from that division, maybe multiple teams, but at least one team goes from the NFC South. That means that we have 2 spots to go. And in those 2 spots right now, as we discuss this, Seattle Seahawks, Minnesota Vikings. I don't think either of those teams are dead on locks to make the playoffs. I don't think either team is a lock to not fall apart. Now, the Vikings had a nice story, but they're playing Josh Dobbs at quarterback. We'll see how they finish. Got 2 games against the Lions this season left. Seattle, we know, obviously played against the 49ers on Thursday night, but just look at the schedule for the Seattle Seahawks down the stretch of the season. Next week at Dallas on Thursday, then at San Francisco, then versus Philadelphia, at Tennessee, versus Pittsburgh, at Arizona. I see only 2 wins unquestioned on the schedule left. That's it. And like, let's do the math. I mean, that does not get them to 10. So I think a 9-win team is going to have a chance here. And I go to Los Angeles. That's a team to watch out for. I think the Rams could finish very strong. And I can't believe the line on this game that they're getting points in Arizona. I know Arizona has been very competitive. I know with Murray back, they are a better football team and certainly one that, you know, they should be able to win home games over 4-6 teams. Like, I don't think it's crazy. I just think the Rams are the better team. And the Cardinals secondary is bad. It is a really, really bad secondary. And I think this week, another week removed from the original injury to his thumb, with Puka Nacua out there, with Tutu Atwell, we're going to get the Cardinals exploited in the secondary, and Stafford's going to be able to take advantage and go down the field. I like the Rams in this game getting points in Arizona. You know, there's about, I would say if I were doing a full power rankings between across the NFL, there's probably a 10-spot gap between the Cardinals and the Rams. I'm not saying the Rams are really good and even middle of the NFL. I think they're probably a little bit below that. maybe 16th, maybe 17th, 18th, 19th best team. But the Cardinals are 27th, 28th, 29th best team. I think there's a gap here, and I'm taking the points in a division game with a team that is just better and needs to win a stay at what I believe is in the playoff race. Give me the Rams plus the 1.5 for game number three.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Three. All right, game number four, let's go to a game that I think is going to be actually really interesting to watch, and I suppose we could see it again in January, and a team I chose to jump after really hating them last year, fading them early this year. I'm in now, and I'm on this. Give me the Denver Broncos at home, -1.5 against Dorian Thompson-Robinson and the Cleveland Browns. Something's cooking here in Denver. Things have changed for the Denver Broncos. I guess I think it's Seahawks because we just talked about them, and obviously the Russell Wilson factor in this. But Denver has quietly moved from tire fire to a solid football team. They're at home. Durant's a backup quarterback, and it's their defense that has really, really caught my attention in the last 5 weeks. They're not terrible on the defensive side anymore, and on offense, you know, Russell Wilson has done a better job lately. If you were optimistic on the Broncos before the season, you were optimistic on Sean Payton getting the best of Russell Wilson. And I think he's done that. He has a 69% completion percentage, a 19-4 touchdown interception ratio. His QBR is only 50.5, 19th in the NFL. But at this point in Russell's career, I think this is around what he can be. I think middle of the pack quarterback is his ceiling, but he doesn't have to throw up on himself every week like last year. He doesn't have to be the worst quarterback in the NFL or a bottom three or four quarterback. He's competent. And a 50.5 passer rating is competent. You know, on any given day, he could be between the 12th and the 18th best quarterback in the NFL, probably settle in to be like the 16th or 17th best quarterback. Is it worth the trade? The contract? No, but they're living what they have. They're getting by with what they have, and they can win games. And I think Denver's a real threat to get to the playoffs. Excuse me. Super Bowl, no. The Browns defense will make it hard on the Broncos, no question. I don't think they're going to score a lot. But Russell has been pretty good this year protecting the football. If he does that, I think the Denver defense, which has really emerged here over the past 3-4 weeks as a viable defense, will hold down the Browns. This feels to me like a very 16-13 game. I'll lay the 1.5 with the Broncos. And game number five is the theme of 1.5s continue here for my week. I'm going to go with the Atlanta Falcons putting Ridder back in against the New Orleans Saints. I'm not, you know, maybe I should be, but I'm not done with the Falcons yet because their defense. You know, I don't think the quarterback thing really even matters. I really don't. New Orleans defense has shown cracks in recent weeks. I think the Falcons have been unlucky considering how they've played this year. A ton of high leverage turnovers. Close games have gone their wrong way for them. You got Carr concussion protocol. If Jameis has to play, I mean, that's not good for a team that wants to rely on their defense. And I think the Falcons' defense is better. They're sixth in defensive success rate, and they're only a little bit behind New Orleans in a lot of the, you know, analytic categories. I think they're even, and I'll lay the 1.5 with Atlanta at home. This feels like a field goal game. Feels like a very 20 to 18 kind of game. 21-17 kind of game in favor of the Falcons. I like them on Sunday. I still like them to win the division. I don't think that the choice to go back to Ridder is a crazy one. They got to figure out what they have, and they might be able to win this division with Desmond Ridder back in there. Give me the Falcons at home with the defense on their side in this game. I like them on Sunday. So the five games, all 1.5-point spreads. Steelers -1.5 over the Cincinnati Bengals. The Houston Texans +1.5 at home against the Jaguars. Can't wait for this game. The Rams are +1.5 in Arizona. I don't really get why. I like that game coming up on Sunday. Give me the Broncos -1.5 at home against the Cleveland Browns. And I will take the Atlanta Falcons -1.5 on Sunday at home against the New Orleans Saints. I think the Saints are frauds. I've thought that from the jump of the season. That division is terrible. Falcons still have a real chance to win it. And, you know, Ritter coming back in a couple weeks ago and having a, you know, play after he was pulled out. And, you know, I think there's is an interesting story there where the kid's perseverance could be a big thing. Earlier in the year, we had talked about how he just never loses at home. Eventually he did, but he's a better quarterback at home. 2 weeks to get, you know, the job back and his feet back under him. Saints defense leaking oil. I do like that play there. And Sunday should be fun. 425 at Lincoln Financial Field. I'm staying away from betting, you know, the line on the game. Does feel trappy to me for the Eagles, but they've been able to avoid, you know, pretty much pitfalls for 2 years now. All this football team does is win and win and win and win. We'll see what kind of Bills team shows up. And, of course, we'll talk about it all in the midday show coming up on Monday and WIP Daily. So thankful to all of you for listening to the show, subscribing, following, sharing the podcast, and, of course, listening to what we do here on WIP Daily and everything that goes on WIP. Don't forget all the ways to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and the YouTube page. Put up a lot of video podcasts there. Myself and Tucker Bagley. Appreciate you guys listening. Enjoy the games. Hopefully the bets hit this weekend, at least 3 out of 5, and we win some money betting the NFL in week number 12. You guys have a good one. We'll talk soon on WIP Daily.